Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Ascended Masters, the new era of ascension is here, to a new dimension, to a new reality on earth as it is in heaven. By collectively raising our awareness, we've already pierced the veils of illusion and created a new grid where only love and light will flow.
Many souls who truly wish to attain mastery in the highest degree will often choose the greatest challenges. Light workers from around the globe have a common soul path and calling of the highest service to humanity to share their wisdom to collectively achieve Christ consciousness, the highest act of love.
The perfect harmony of mind, body, spirit, and prosperity. You are waking up and you are taking your power back. You're realigning yourself and realigning your cells. When you live consciously, you activate your energy within your place on the universal grid and align with your energetic blueprint for this lifetime to achieve your mission, your lessons, and be a catalyst for our new earth.
Each of us is blessed with a unique soul mastery gift just waiting to be unleashed. The greatest teachers from the past have taught us that with desire, passion, dedication, and the power of unconditional love for self and others, we will become the ascended masters of our universe and share our light with others.
Our soul sisters and brothers have extended the olive branch and are just waiting to take you by the hand and teach you how to shine your divine light. The Ascended Masters store provides video descriptions from the greatest minds from all over the world who share their divine teachings to help guide you on your life's journey. Browse, select, and ascend and explore conscious expanding courses, books, and products that all help you become the best version of yourself.
The time for a new ascension is now. Click on the Ascended Master who resonates with your spirit and start the path to your new life.
Spiritually Raw expresses our love and gratitude to Catherine Silver for her support of the show. Catherine is a certified holistic health counselor and shaman. Catherine specializes in biological decoding, grief and loss, and channeling. Connect with Catherine Silver at CatherineSilver.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. We got a really, really, really cool guest here today, Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. And he's okay. I'm going to let people tell you about Mitchell, but there's a lot going on there.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. This is a really cool cat who's really fighting the good fight for all of us. So just check it out here. Hang on, because you're going to hear about Mitchell in just a second. Thank you, everybody, for staying connected and subscribing to us. That's really, really good that you do that. And also, you will be able to watch this specific video because of its content on spirituallyraw.live, completely uncensored. And don't forget, if you want to just get notified when we do get great guests like Mitchell on here, simply just click on the Telegram link and you can just, follow it? Is it subscribe to it?
Click on the Telegram link.
You got it. All right, cool. So you'll get all the above there. So thank you very much. Yeah, what else?
And please do just take one quick second from wherever you are watching this show. And hit the like button, the subscribe, make sure to hit the notification bell. And if you love the video, we would greatly appreciate all three of us if you always share the video. Thank you so much.
Right on, right on. So Mitchell, yes?
Yeah, let's talk about, forget about all of us. Let's talk about Mitchell, because this is a man on a mission who has dedicated a tremendous amount of time to do what he's doing. And so what is he doing? Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, he's an investigative journalist, currently right now today living 100 miles away from the Chinese border. Literally, he is risking his life trying to get the word out to the entire world about the horrors inside of China. Mitchell has dedicated 21 years to exposing the forced live organ harvesting genocide against innocent, I want to make sure I get this pronunciation of this. The Falun Gong. Did I get that? Did I even get remotely close to that right?
Oh, you're lovely. Yeah, Falun Gong. Yeah, absolutely.
Falun Gong. Thank you. Practitioners covered up by the CCP. in China, and which is also, as you know, the Chinese Communist Party, how they're terrorizing our world unlike any other regime that the world has ever seen. Mitchell nails it. He says this is literally a new form of evil, and he's going to tell us all about his 21 years of experience with this.
Welcome, Mitchell. Thank you again for your service, my brother. This is quite the dedication that you're doing right now, and really much love to you for doing that. So before we get into what you're doing and finding out about that, I want to get a quick backstory from you. 21 years, man, brother. So what's been the driving force that said, okay, this has now been my life? So this is like a lifestyle, life choice for you to do this. What happened that you decided, okay, this is it? You know, this is how I'm going to roll for a while.
Well, first of all, it's an honor to be on your show with all your listeners and your viewers. Absolutely. It's a pleasure and it's a blessing in this historic time that we're living in the battle between good and evil, first and foremost, yeah. I have to say. And for me, you know, Jay, to fail to support the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. And I was an up-and-coming bright star in university. 2001, I was studying at a very prestigious university. I was interning at a prestigious investment firm. I was all about the money, the woman, the drug, sex, and rock and roll, which is, listen, in moderation, there's nothing wrong with a good time, you know? We all love a good time and a nice glass of wine and a listen to that. But something inside me was trying to get my attention and say, hey, man, don't just be spending all your time on the physical. We got to go spiritually roar. Spiritually roar, no pun intended. Spiritually roar, and that can't escape you. No matter how much you try and escape it, it can escape you, and you can't escape it. But basically, so it was nudging on me. My soul, my spirit, my being inside was like, look, you were doing all this for money, for prestige, for different things, but your heart is for something else. It's for human rights. It's for social work. It's to go on a big, massive crusade to expose evil. And I didn't know this at 21. Who knows anything at 21?
Right, so, that's a big revelation at a very young age.
A very big revelation at a very early age, yeah. And so it all happened then on exact date of May 4th, 2001. I was at the University of Georgia. I was an international business student. I was the president of this club and that club and leading this and leading that and whatever. My father invested a lot of money in me. I come from a Jewish family. The reason why I was born in South Africa pretty much is because my family of the Jewish faith, that whatever was left of them, left Nazi-occupied Lithuania and Hungary, and I think Ukraine, I believe. They fled, whatever was left of them, from being slaughtered by the Nazis. And I ended up in South Africa, immigrated to the United States, became the first in my family to become an American citizen. And when I was at the University of Georgia one morning on May 4th, 2001, may the force be with you, may the fourth be with you, right? Synchronicity, I guess you can call it, divine arrangement. There's nothing coincidental. Everything for a reason, happens for a reason. I came across this innocent mind and body spiritual movement. I guess, out of nowhere, these exercises were shown to me. These Chinese people were demonstrating them. And that spiritual raw essence inside me was like, I need to go see this. I need to go see this. Go, 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 go. I'm like, okay, all right. So I walk up and I'm like, let me see what this is all about. I like this. I like yoga, Tai Chi, martial arts. I've always been a Bruce Lee fan. And the person hands me a flyer and says, Falun Gong, Falun Dafa, spiritual mind and body practice. Hmm. And I'm like, okay, interesting. Is this something cultish? Is this something religious? Because I'm not interested in all that nonsense. I just want something like very natural and organic and free of charge. And they're like, yeah, sure. Would you like to try the exercises? It's nothing, just nothing, anything extreme or fanatical. It's just a mind and body spiritual movement, very similar to yoga, Tai Chi. I'm like, sure. So I went and I learned these exercises, and I couldn't believe, April, I couldn't believe, Jay, the amount of release that I felt of the stress and anxiety just right there and then. And that's when I was like, I'm hooked. I want more. So I started to learn the first exercise where you stretch the whole body. It's like a strong stretch. It's almost like you're trying to get out when you're getting out of bed. You stretch in the morning and then release completely. And this opens up all the energy channels. So your whole body will feel very warm and comfortable. Wonderful. The second one is more of an endurance. Oh, it's wonderful. I want to actually, if I share a clip with you from one of the documentaries I brought today for your listeners and viewers.
Yeah,
excellent.
We love showing talent. And,
right, yeah, absolutely. I'll share with you and then I'll just take you through it. I'll pause you here and there just to take you through it and share.
So but it's Mitchell, a beautiful while you're spirit. Looking for that, what yes. did your parents think about this transition after they invested a whole hell of a lot of money in your education?
They went crazy. They couldn't believe it. They were like, what is this guy doing? He should be making money. He should be dating women. He should be enjoying his life. And he's going on some kind of crusade to help innocent people in China, which we're about to get into, a million miles away, not part of the tribe. You know, they're wonderful people. Don't get me wrong. And they care deeply. But the mere shock of me just disregarding all the opportunities and then completely transforming 360, 180 degrees, my mindset, my heart to this particular cause that had got nothing to do with the Western world at that time. And no one cared who the CCP is. What is the CCP? Like a Major League Baseball team or like a National Basketball Association team? You know, did Mark Cuban get an extra team? I'm just saying, you know, no right. one knew what the CCP was. You know, and I was just so gung-ho. It's almost like I felt that I boarded the boat of a crusade that was incredibly heavy, incredibly sinister, incredibly beautiful and powerful, but yet really, really intense that most people, not even going to touch it. I got to move on. I got to go. Thanks very much. But thanks.
Were you like that, Mitchell? Were you, when you made the decision to go before you told your family and your parents about, you know, what was happening there, were you pretty calm? Were you like, was there any apprehension at all? Like, oh shit, how are they going to feel? Or are you like, oh, fuck it, I'm going. You're good.
Fuck it, I'm going, man. Yeah, I'm going. I'm just doing it because you know what? Yeah, Jay. Yeah, dude. I felt my heart almost move out of my chest. It's like, you're going. Like you're going. You know what I mean? And yeah. I'm like, okay. And I just went. My spirit, my heart, and people, that's why people around me, my physical world were just, what the hell has happened to this guy? You know? And I just started to get so focused on exposing this evil. But before we get into that part, which is going to shock a lot of your listeners, I think, because it's so hard to believe and it's insane what is going on. It's a little heavy, but I'm so happy to be on your show to express this and share this because a lot of people won't touch it. The mainstream still, after 21 years, after me banging down their doors, constantly sending 10, 20, 30 emails, nothing. Crickets mm-hmm. chirping, but you guys, after one email, sent me back into an encouragement, an optimism, a faith that there's some people out there that I can be like, hello, is there anybody out there? Like Pink Floyd, is anybody out there? Is there anyone? You know what I mean? Remember that old song, the classic Pink Floyd?
Yeah,
oh my goodness,
one,
anyway.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. So this is... These are the exercises, by the way. I'll just share a little bit of a clip
for you. Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, this is Falun Gong or Falun Dafa, the first sitting meditation. This is the second and third exercise they're performing. Beautiful. The fourth
it's
one, actually.
Very beautiful. Vital.
Very beautiful. This exercise right here is a standing exercise. It's quite hard for all the fitness fanatics out there. No pain, no gain, right, in the gym. And I work out a lot. So when you're holding these postures, these like semicircle postures, it's more to enhance the spiritual vitality within your body mm-hmm. and improve wisdom and also endurance. And it's brilliant. But by the time you're holding like to the sides, you're like, oh, when is this going to end? But after it ends, your body feels so light. So this is the second exercise, five in total. And the whole basis, which you'll hear in a moment, of this spiritual movement, like all the ancient practices in China, even the religious movements like Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism, Judaism, are based on three ancient universal principles, April and Jay: truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. So people started to practice this like wildfire.
Hmm.
Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is an advanced self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through physical exercises and the development of one's character. In China, cultivation practices have a history of thousands of years and form the spiritual foundation of Chinese civilization. In 1992, Falun Dafa was introduced to the public by Master Li Hongzhi. The practice quickly spread because of its profound principles and proven health benefits. By 1999, with over 100 million practitioners...
100 million practitioners in China.
I believe 100 million.
Unbelievable.
Falun Dafa had grown to become the largest practice of its kind in China and around the world.
So that's just in a nutshell, this particular spiritual movement, it is just incredible. It grew to become the largest spiritual movement in China. One out of every 12 Chinese national citizens by 1998, just practicing. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's why they're so balanced.
It's outlawed now. Is that right, how we understand it?
Completely outlawed. And the next clip I'd love to show you is from an award, the two clips actually are from award-winning documentary, an 18 award-winning documentary that actually won this prestigious Peabody Award for documentaries and journalism, called Hard to Believe. And it's a free documentary in the lockdown period, hardtobelievemovie.com. And it's produced by Swoop Films. And yeah, quite profound that this spiritual movement, Falun Gong, and you've probably heard of the Uyghur Muslims and the House Christians and the Tibetans. Mm-hmm. The Falun Gong became the largest spiritual movement in China. And they started the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, a reign of terror that has decimated 5,000 years of spiritual, raw, Chinese, beautiful culture, and wiped out more life than two world wars combined. And this is not hyperbole or conjecture. This is actual truth. 100
wow.
million people killed. Right, this is not conjecture or hyperbole. I'm not pulling this out of my hat like a magician. And they the CCP, the president at that time, Jiang Zemin, and you'll see the picture of him, a very evil man, the former president of the CCP in 1999, outlawed this practice because it became too large for him to actually handle and control under communism, because there's no freedoms under communism. The stark contrast of ideology, the philosophy of truthfulness, love, compassion, benevolence, joy, happiness, freedom, spiritual identity, independence, self-love, self-value, self-sovereignty is completely against the CCP's diabolical nature of tyranny, totalitarianism, draconian tyranny, I mean, you name it, killing, nepotism, bribery, cannibalism, I mean, evil, demonicness. And the third reason is because the organs were incredibly healthy. So of the Falun Gong, particularly after doing research. So this next clip is The World Needs to Know. And you'll see what is going on right now to this day in China for the last 20, at least 25 years.
One of the worst
years.
Crimes in history began taking place in hospitals throughout the country as organ transplants suddenly began to skyrocket.
Mm. We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true.
I began conducting comprehensive interviews with medical professionals, Chinese law enforcement personnel, and over 50 refugees from the Laogai system. But I estimate that 65,000 Falun Gong were murdered for their organs from 2000 to 2008.
Holy crap.
Essentially what organ harvesting means is they're taking Falun Gong practitioners literally like cattle, holding them in prison camps, testing their blood and other vital organs, and when someone comes into the country that needs a heart, a liver, a kidney, they find a match, they take the Falun Gong practitioner, extract their organs, of course, killing them in the process.
Ugh.
People who are expecting
That's
this
heavy.
To sort of just be solved naturally, by all we have to do is sit back and they'll fix it, this is wrong. The West has to take a role. And the one role the West can do is say, these are our values.
We this man right here is Ethan Guttman. He just was on the there was the Uyghur Tribunal that just occurred a couple of days ago. I think it was finished today. And he was testifying because he wrote a book called The Slaughter, a 10-year investigation of the Falun Gong and the Uyghur Muslims in China. And the ethnic cleansing genocide that is going on and the organ pillaging of the Uyghur Muslims, the millions in detention camps, and I'm sure you've heard about this as well. This has got a lot of mainstream press, unlike the Falun Gong, unfortunately, which is even worse. But we can't compare genocides. It's in the same boat, but yet still, I mean, it's that evil. He is the one of the main investigators who I brought to London. He lives in London, but I brought on a coalition to me to a child trafficking court to present a briefing of the 52 pieces of evidence that has been confirmed, that the allegations have now been confirmed as truth. And this is one of the gentlemen. The other two gentlemen you saw back in, where was it? These two gentlemen. These two gentlemen right here. Mm-hmm. This is David. David Mattis is the man who's speaking. He's a 35-year international human rights lawyer from Winnipeg. And David Kilgore, holding the brief, standing in the back, he is he's a Crown Prosecutor and former Secretary of State of the Asian Affairs of the Canadian Parliament. These two gentlemen are their own volition. They haven't been paid for this, and they're independent journalists, confirmed in 2006 in Canada, as you're seeing the footage right here, that 18 pieces of hard-hitting evidence have been confirmed that between 2001 and 2006, between 45,000 and 65,000 Falun Gong petitioners were harvested, cut open while alive, while they're still breathing, while the blood is still flowing, because that's the fresher the organs, the more money you make. This is a multi-billion dollar business. This is not millions or, you know, 100,000s here or a kidney in the bathtub story, because people have said to me, yeah, well, Mitch, this is going on. Of course it's going on. Organ pillaging is going on with ISIS before, in the Middle East and Africa, even in the United States. Absolutely. However, there is no other regime on the face of the earth that is killing on a large scale hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghur Muslims and others, cutting out their organs while alive in over 3,000 state-mandated hospitals, 250 concentration camps and death camps, and just selling their organs, cremating their bodies, and making a fortune off this multi-billion dollar business.
The Falun Gong practitioners, Mitchell, is it because of their... Are they singled out because of their health and their enlightenment of any sorts, or is it just because they're a nuisance to people? Like, what's the reason that them specifically?
It became the largest spiritual movement, Jay, and because the Chinese government did investigative research on the metabolic processes, the organs, the pregnancy rates of healthy babies compared to non-practitioners, the health efficacy just skyrocketed. They never saw anything like this. I mean, you can call it miracles, divine miracles, whatever you want to call it, because millions of dollars of healthcare costs were being reduced. And there's many spiritual practices in China, many qigongs, many different things, modalities, health and wellness practices, beautiful ones indeed, tens of thousands. But what made Falun Gong different is because the efficacy of health and the mindset of positivity that was emanating from the spiritual movement allowed it to become, just through word of mouth, the life force of China. Mm. And when the communist regime did research on how healthy the organs are, they saw a way to make massive amounts of money while getting rid of a nuisance, a minority nuisance to the Han Chinese. Chinese anyway.
Were you able to identify who the purchaser of the organs were? Like what maybe was coming from a specific country of sorts?
Was it the United States?
Sure. We're going to get into that in a moment. Yes, and the actual collaborators that are doing this, the Western politicians. I cannot release those names, but I will release some of the names from the Chinese side. And the one that's responsible not only about the organ harvesting, but the CCP virus. And let's continue, because it's going to get really juicy in a moment.
Enver Toti, the surgeon turned bus driver, says it's been 20 years since he removed the organs from that live prisoner. It remains a mystery why so few people have ever heard about the thing he says he cannot forget.
This is my experience. This is a real true story. If you keep silence, this tragedy will continue. And people, they just don't want to touch this evil. Because if you touch this evil, maybe at the end of the day, you may not be able to tackle this.
This man is a hero. He has been filled with grief. He left China as an up-and-coming surgeon in 1995. And what happened with him, Dr. Enver Totti, he linked up by fate, as it said, or divine intervention, with Ethan Gutman, David Mattis, and David Kilgore, the investigators that were just on the skit. And he goes around with them to share his testimony about how he was forced by the CCP, after going to an execution ground in China as an up-and-coming surgeon and being forced to witness someone being shot, a prisoner of conscience, and then forced to remove the organs from this live conscious prisoner of conscience to be sold for a match. That's all you need in China, a match and a police signature. So they're forcefully blood testing their own citizens, the CCP is, particularly the Falun Gong and the Uyghur Muslims, and taking the organs, extracting all the organs while alive, a little sedation so they can fight back while alive, question. While the blood is flowing. Yes.
So there's no and anesthesia, then, right?
Very little sedation, very little anesthesia, just to hold them down. Otherwise, as Dr. Enver Totti would say, has testified, you have to have four soldiers or military guards hold the victim down. And that's why just sedation enough so they can just remain conscious and alive, but not to fight back. So the doctors that are turned into murderers, cutting out the organs and sold. And there has been a Chinese surgeon's wife, an ex-wife of a Chinese surgeon. Her alias is Annie. She started to talk after coming out of China and defecting, and starting to talk at press conferences around the United States, I believe, especially in Washington. And she said that, you know, her suffering wouldn't be that bad if they were alive, but the victims were living. Mm. If they were dead, it would be different, but it would be less pain. But because they were alive, she said that her ex-husband removed the corneas of 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners.
While they're alive.
Is there a certain... While alive. Is it male, female? Is there a specific age group?
Across the board, and actually even children. Uyghur Muslim children, Falun Gong children. Dr. Enver Totti at the briefing and the presentation at Westminster Abbey at the child trafficking court that we were presenting at actually showed how children are trafficked. Dead children, and all the organs are cut out, and they traffic them in ice boxes. It's sick. It's so twisted. And I remember him sharing about how when he was a surgeon in Urumqi province, where Xinjiang, where most of the Uyghur Muslim population is, he would notice when he was checking out for the children, there were scars, like actual stitching. Like stitches were occurring in certain places of the body of the child. And you thought, well that was weird. Why would that be happening?
Mitchell, was there...
Wait. Was it because they were sewing them up alive?
They were removing the organs.
And then sewing them up
and
alive?
And sewing them up, exactly.
Was there anything with the kids? Were they using their adrenochrome? Were they selling their adrenochrome there? Is that happening right now?
That's absolutely happening. And the largest procurer of this blood from the tortured children, from the pituitary gland, is the Chinese Communist Party. And also cannibalism. There's human meat. These people are sick. I don't know where our society has come and the morality and the degeneration of the mind is at. I mean, there's still a thank God with you guys. I mean, we're holding on, you know, by the skin of our chin, the morality. But this is, adrenochrome, organ harvesting, the child trafficking, April, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking. I mean, people are, and I saw, I went on a child trafficking raid, by the way, because I was contacted by certain individuals who watched me on Alex Jones, funnily enough, and they were traveling around in Asia. And they said, hey, listen, you know, this is before the lockdown. This is a couple of years ago. And they're like, listen, we really like what we saw. We want you to come into our world and invite you into what we do. And I went on this raid and we rescued these young as 5-year-old children.
Good for you, brother.
Man, oh man. Anyway, so yeah. But I wanted to share this.
How many do you think you rescued at that time?
15 women and children, 5 women. Yeah, 5 women and 10 children. I believe it was, I think, well, 15.
Did they know what they were going under? Did they know that they were being trafficked?
Oh, absolutely. April, we all dressed in black and we went into a warehouse. They got these huge, massive warehouses in Vietnam with very little product in them. You kind of think to yourself, well, why would they have these things? It's used to traffic, a lot of it. Anyway, we went in, they roughly go over there, and I went to a box because the guy said that they were there. I opened the box, and there's this child wrapped in cellophane, blindfolded and gagged. I took the gag out of her mouth. I took the blindfold from her eyes. I removed the cellophane with my knife that I was given, and I picked her up, and I just gave her a hug. And she was shivering. I remember she had this dark black hair and very tanned, because along the border of China and Vietnam, they have a lot of Hmong people, a lot of like 54 ethnic groups that cannot speak really any Vietnamese. It's like Vietnamese Chinese, because it's been for thousands of years like this. You know, they're so close, the Vietnamese and the Chinese, big brother, little sister, big brother, right? Thousands of years of war and conflict and conquering and invasions. And it's unbelievable when you go to the ancient, Jay, when you go to the ancient military bases and the military sites and how they used to defend right in the mountains, and you go through the caves. Oh, it's incredible. One day you come, I'll take you on a journey. You won't
believe it. That's something I would love to see.
Yeah.
Especially in Ninbi.
We've been to India a couple of times, man, and it seems pretty similar, maybe that part of the world, but it's just you just don't know what the hell's going on there. You know what I mean? It is so seedy.
Vast. It's so vast.
It's so big. It's so seedy in certain places where it's insane, man.
Real quick, how long were they in this container before you rescued them?
Well, I don't really know much about it. I was just, now the borders are closed and they've cracked down on all the borders. So there's not much trafficking going on I don't even know. I mean, I haven't got involved. I was just an observer, basically. Mm-hmm. And thank God they were rescued, but they are trafficked. I mean, they are trafficked in huge containers and shipping containers as well. That in the containers, there are actual like living conditions and air conditioning ducts and food and this is when they traffic all over the world. Mm-hmm. But in Vietnam, they get sent over the border, trafficked, they bribe this agent and that soldier and that, bribes and payoffs, okay? Mm-hmm. Money talks, bullshit walks, right?
Is a lot of that coming, man, like what they say to the US?
It's already there. You're huge. Look at Epstein. Look at Gazelle, Maxwell.
Evergreen.
April, she was grooming these. I mean, I'm sure you've hung around with some people in your time. I mean, the elites of the elites of the elites. I mean, Pizzagate and all these things. I mean, this is true. This is going on. And Epstein was about to expose all of it. That was his blackmail, basically. His insurance card. And I don't know if he's still alive. I don't know if he murdered it.
I was going to ask you, do you think he's still alive? What's your gut tell you, man?
Both ways. I think they murdered him because they had too much going on, because they're in one big club, right?
Yeah.
They're in one big club, Jay. There have been, anyway, that's a very, very touchy subject. Like, I've had death threats and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. I really don't mind, because I've got a lot of people trying to come after me, and not a lot, but I mean, I've had my fair share,
I'm
about
sure
basically
you have.
1 year.
Yeah.
But
I want
it's going on.
I want to ask you about that. You personally, man, because this is, this is a, again, thank you for your service for real on this one. But again, it's a very precarious situation you put yourself into for a long time. What about you? How do you keep yourself protected? Do you feel at peace? I mean, in it that when you're sleeping at night, are you always on like the lookout or kind of thing like that? Where you're at, because you're pretty close to the border there. Like, how close are you to this every night, or is it just kind of you know.
Yeah, I'm in it, man. I'm in it. I'm for 22 years, you know. Look, I have done my work, and I'm tired. I want to live a normal life. I'm not a military man. I'm not part of any kind of intel organizations or entities, intelligence agencies. I have friends that are in. They give me briefings and intel, and I'm just this humble investigative journalist that I felt I had to follow my heart and my soul, and I try to live a normal life as best as I can. But yeah, I'm constantly on the thought and the watch and the this and the that. I mean, I've been banned here and there. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been banned, like you said. You put it up, they take it down, but. God willing, I'm about to get married, and
I want
to
have congratulations.
You know, thank you, April. I want to have children and just live a peaceful life. And at least I've tried to do the best I could do as a man, Jay. And that's the best thing. That's what I feel. What is a man? I was just going to say, what is a man who cannot make the world a better place?
That's right. No, well said. Well said, brother. Yes. So, you know, for you, when you go through this right now, and you know, you're out about 100 miles outside the border of China, you know, so as you start to move to this, do you see, so you're one guy making the difference here, and then there's other people doing this, but do you think that there is enough that we can have a breakthrough on this, like really get this stuff really exposed, man? Do you really feel like, okay,
like where's
can we make a difference? Right, can we really, really make a difference here?
Sure we can. And I think that as we progress into the state of revelations, as the Christian Bible would share, and I mean, I love universal religions and prophecies, Nostradamus, the Hopi, the, you know, I'm spiritually raw. When it's spiritually raw, all religions and all sects and all creeds and all spiritual practices go to source. And when you're at source, there is a fundamental exposure and revelation of this. So even though there is so much demonic forces in this world colluding with the CCP in making a fortune off these organs and the slave trade and the institutionalized slave trade at that, and the child trafficking and all this, you know, this is going to be exposed more and more. And I just want to share a couple of clips with you, if I may.
Can I ask one more question before we get to the clip? Did you, in the past 21 years, have you ever gotten to the point in your head and you're like, I'm done. I just mentally can't do this anymore.
No. However, it's been not with that aspect, but with the financial persecution I'm going on. I'm a strong man. I'm a very dominant, strong man. Not in a way that I have ego. Or I mean, I guess we all have ego, and we've all danced with the devil, and we're not, Jesus said, hate the sin, not the sinner. So I think we've all pissed on the fire. I'm not a saint yet. That's why I try to do my best to expose evil. But the financial struggles, April, that's the hardest thing. And I don't ask for any donations. I don't want any, because this is God's work. Yet with the business failings and the banning of this, and it's just, you're under a spiritual war. We're dealing with a spiritual war between good and evil. There are forces at play that want you dead, that don't want anything to do with you. They want to cancel you out. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not going to play victim here and say it's your fault. No. However, I'm 42 years old. I've come to a point in my life that's, you know, I've done what I could. Now I just want to raise a family, make, you know, be a husband, be a father. Just the simple things that a spiritual warrior would love before he leaves this world. After 22 years in the front lines exposing evil like this, that most people are like, okay, I got to go. Like I said before, you're like, I don't want to talk to you. I love you, but I got to go. Okay. Thank you.
You'll get out of me. You plan on getting out of the China? Do you plan on going to another part of the world to just kind of just settle it out and disconnect from it?
Not at all. I don't think so. Cause my family, my wife is, my soon to be wife is Vietnamese.
And
so I will hopefully, please God, take her to America and other places just to show her more beautiful places. Yet my family, you know, I've always wanted to have a family, I guess, in this stage. But yeah, coming back to your question, April, no, I will, as long as I'm alive, protect the good. I'm a warrior, and not that I'm a you know, tanker Terminator, or I got these big, beautiful guns. And no, but I have a heart to fight, as you do, Jay. We have a, the world needs strong, powerful men and strong, nurturing women to lead the way. The yin and the yang to balance out like the lotus flower. Right now, the lotus flower is broken. Okay. And there's all this kind of crazy nonsense, extreme people. You know, in the end of days, I guess you want to call it biblically, good will be taken as evil, evil will be taken as good. I mean, you know, and that's, you know, that's how I see it, and that's my perception. But
so end of days, your perception. Do you think of that as metaphorically, or do you think of that as literally? Like, so end of days, like some people will say, hey, we're kind of going through end of days now, but it's end of days as it relates to the past a bit. Or do you think there's a physical end of days coming for us? What's your view on that?
Oh, physical, realistically, right now, you can feel the world is on fire, the anger, the frustration, the depression. But yet that's the duality of life, is that you have a very dark side of the force, the Sith, as George Lucas would say, and you have a very light Jedi force, a playful, innocent, loving, natural, nurturing, loving force that is beautiful. And that's where the spiritual raw flavor comes into it. It's the best of both worlds balanced in the middle way. Mm-hmm. I think that good and evil the world cannot survive without good or bad. However, the extremes of both need to really fall away, and good will always triumph over evil. There's no doubt about it. We cannot tolerate rude behavior. My soul will not allow that kind of indiscriminate killing and violence and murder. I mean, it's shocking, and child trafficking. These people must be brought to justice. But the end of days to me is when there is no spiritual obligation in society to maintain a standard of morality anymore. We have deviated from that essence, and that's what has to come back. We have to come back to love, consideration, like the 80s. Remember the 80s? It was more, it was much more clear.
Well, Lucy,
you remember the 80s, right?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Right,
I do.
70s, 80s, okay. Oh, yeah. Even the 90s, you know. But then we saw it again in the 2000s.
It went haywire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
It is very, very different, man. It's like, I hate to say this stuff, and I feel awkward saying it, but I think, and I say this same kind of stuff, like, never used to be like that. You know what I mean? It never used to be like that. But you hear, like, even like music, it's like music doesn't relax you. Like, you started a reference of an old Pink Floyd song, but then you listen to music nowadays, it's like, oh God, it's like, it's torturous, it's agony.
It's painful.
And the offensiveness and the woke culture. And I'm like, guys, we never used to have this nonsense in the 80s or the 90s. But I guess, you know, that's just the way it is. Things will never change, or they will change, hopefully. Yeah.
But, it's fascinating. It's curious to see what the generations before us say about us, and I guess that's how it's all going to go.
I know,
you know,
exactly.
Man, I tell you, it's
going on the next clip.
Yeah. You got another clip, right?
Sure. And the thing is that people don't look at the human spirit anymore. They judge the color, the creed, the gender, the nationality, the way you look. What status you have, how many resumes or bullet points. We all magnificent beings.
And I want to ask you,
we've all been through things.
Is there something too that what we hear, that the female in China is not worth anything there? They want to get rid of the female aspect, and they only want boys, or they only look for males? Or what's going on there as far as gender?
Yeah, the one-child policy. The one-child policy is the extermination of, and forced extermination of, young baby girls. It's so sick. It's so twisted. It's really, really bad. So, the one-child policy has caused a serious disruption in the ratio of imbalance of males and females there. I mean, that's why they like to take steal a lot of the women, and that's why, with the human trafficking and the sex trafficking. I raised about a couple of $1,000 for human trafficking victims, and these were women, young Vietnamese girls who were trafficked into China to cater to the Chinese businessmen. The fetuses, there's a delicatessen where there's an aborted fetus soup for $5,000 a soup. I mean, these people are insane. No, April, I've never I mean, you can go into a nice fine dining restaurant, have a Chianti, have a nice glass of beautiful Merlot, or you know your wine, or a nice filet mignon, and spend $200-$300 on the meal. But that's normal. But when you're going into a restaurant to spend $5,000 on a baby soup, baby fetus, where women in one of the provinces are aborting, like an abortion machine, 10 to 15 abortions just to supply these restaurants. Now, it's so sick. And then don't even get me started with the human meat that they are now procuring in China.
Right. Who's
can I ask a question? Okay, so the one child rule. What happens if the girl gets pregnant again? Is it immediately aborted? Can she birth a second child?
Well, now the CCP is forcing people to have more children because of what they've done. So on the one hand, they force their citizens to abort, and now they're forcing their citizens to have. So it's really diabolical which way you have it. And in terms of the one-child policy, Margaret Sanger, I'm not sure if you've heard of Margaret Sanger.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood in the United States.
Right.
And Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist, a very evil corporate eugenicist that worked with the Chinese Communist Party on the one-child policy, also with the Nazis on the Final Solution campaign to eradicate my family's lineage. Thank God they moved to South Africa and I was born so I could carry it on. But the thing is, she moved it into the... She created the Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. and this has got nothing to do with women's rights and, you know, choice or life. It's up to the person. That's the consent of the governed.
Right.
We cannot force anybody. But in terms of the one-child policy, since 1973 in the United States, 19 million black babies have been killed and exterminated. To this day, taxpayers are paying for this institutionalized genocide. They call it an institutionalized racism, but it's more of an institutionalized genocide that has been going on since the 1970s through Roe v. Wade of the United States Supreme Court. And I'm not sure if they consciously or unconsciously did it. I'm an investigative journalist, but they opened the floodgates, basically gave the permission for Planned Parenthood, which supposedly is, and I'm not saying it's an evil organization. I said Margaret Sanger is an evil person for what she did, but people have benefited from Planned Parenthood. Okay, fine, whatever. But in context of the killing of hundreds and thousands and millions of black babies, and Dr. Fauci, which is not even a doctor, but Anthony Fauci colluding with the NIH, funding the University of Pittsburgh of harvesting alive black baby body parts. I'm not sure if you've heard about this as well, because
that's
this is going
on.
In
the state. Not surprising, but it's a new one.
Not surprising. No. This is all coming out. Don't even get me started on the Wuhan CCP bioweapon leak.
That's so like insane. If you think about how like you use the word diabolical, it's just fascinating. Yeah. Like, okay, hey, let's have this one. Let's stop births from happening. Okay, well, let's increase them. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And it's like, so they're, you know, you think about the logic behind it. Do you think they're increasing the birth mainly for harvesting purposes?
I think that they're keeping the bodies alive. Yes. And they've been exposed, Planned Parenthood. I mean, you have their medical director's presence on tape, just like we have the telephone conversations, and I want to share in a moment the clip out, basically, and you'll hear a Chinese doctor talking to one of the investigators disguised as a foreign buyer wanting specifically fresh Falun Gong organs on a kill to order state on demand kill to order genocide per se. Wow. So this is not just
totally graphic and sick. How much do the organs sell for?
Oh, I have the prices right here. The prices, for example, corneas, $30,000 for a cornea, lungs, $150,000 to $170,000, kidneys, $62,000, liver, $98,000 to $130,000, heart, $130,000 to $160,000, and kidneys and pancreases, $150,000. So April, they are making a multi billion dollar business off this.
I thought you were going to say $5,000 or $10,000.
It's the broker of sorts that's really making the big part of that, right?
Huge. Can you imagine being a broker in that? Huge.
Holy crap. Jay. That's absolutely disgusting.
That gives me the chills.
That is, man.
And the thing is, don't even get me started about Big Pharma and these vaccines that they've just pushed. Have you seen the profit and margin? I mean, you've seen the balance sheets of these people. Billions. These people are making these companies billions on their balance sheets. Billions. Anyway, we can talk about this forever, but this is all tying in.
I know. I feel you.
I think I just wanted to go full circle because I want to share how this relates to the American citizens who's watching this, or the world citizens who are watching this and saying, well, what has it got to do with me? It has everything to do with you. You're living in lockdowns. Where do you think the lockdowns are coming from? Where do you think the draconian communist policies are coming from? Communist China. The CCP is in your backyard. It's the CCP virus. It originated from China. It was created in the Wuhan lab. Man-made, all the evidence is coming out now, and Cyrus Parser from the AI organization just the other day released a great, a brilliant statement, and an exclusive statement, an eye-opening statement of how the president of China, the former president, the same man who started the organ harvesting of the Falun Gong, started and created the bioweapon virus, the COVID virus in the Wuhan lab to unleash it on the world and kill millions. He's responsible, and his gang of scoundrels.
Is there
another one coming around the bend?
I'm not sure, but I would love you to have Cyrus on your show. He's
brilliant. Yeah, that'd be awesome, man, if you could do that. Hey, I want to ask you this. Do you think with this virus that came from China, Mitchell, do you think this was like a test for the United States and like that the Chinese government saying, okay, let's see if we can get them to play like our Chinese citizens play? Do you think this is like kind of like they're testing the waters with the United States to say, first we'll make them all wear masks, first we'll make them watch the door, shut the hell up, only speak when spoken to, kind of thing like that? Do you feel like are the waters being tested in a sense there?
100%, and it's now the barbarians are not at the gate. They're inside the gate. They're inside your garden, in your homes. Think about this as an American. I immigrated to America in 1995 as an American citizen. Where in Atlanta, Georgia, we had the 1996 Olympic Games. And I just saw some brief old footage of that. It was beautiful. There was just solidarity of all races, creeds, colors, transgender, homosexual. You cared. It was unified. No one thought about this nonsense of woke, radical, leftist, communist culture that's pervasive nowadays. I mean, no disrespect to any liberals or conservatives. I don't care. I just call it for what it is. Spiritual truth, raw truth. That's what it is. It's spiritual raw truth. It's what your brand is. It's brilliant. And I can tell you that, you know, the communist specter that is ruling our world now is and has always been infiltrating into the United States to dismantle the traditional values, to dismantle the nuclear family, to incite hatred between the races, to pin one group against the other, to scapegoat, to demonize. Look what's going on with the unvaccinated. Well, you have choice, Justin Trudeau says. You have choice, the great CCP puppet Biden has said. Mm-hmm. You have choice. Choice what? To get a vaccine or not? Oh, but you can't ride the train. You can't go to a movie theater. You can't go to a supermarket. And by the way, the Vietnamese government, they've just mandated that by September 21st, if you don't get vaccinated by one of these jabs, one of these shots, and we won't even have to, I don't want to go into it because I don't want to get you canceled like I've been canceled. But these are
drugs loose, man. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
These are bioweapons. These are bioweapon kill shots. I highly recommend no one get them. But unfortunately, those who have, unfortunately, are in big trouble unless they go on a strict protocol as we speak right now for at least.
Hey, I gotta ask your opinion on this. This is very fascinating where you're coming from your perspective. So when you look at the United States from not necessarily being in the United States, I personally believe you're getting a clearer picture at some point. So when you're looking at it, what do you think about this? Do you think like this whole like movement, the conservative movement, the liberal movement, the Q movement, all this stuff, do you think it's all like, you think it's all in it together kind of thing like that? Or do you think there is a good side here that's really, you know, for the United States people watching this? Do you think there's a good side here that's really say, hey, we really do got your back here? Or is it up to us?
Like what we're doing today? That's a great question. Ulysses S. Grant once said, the former president of the United States in the Civil War, there's two types of groups now, patriots and traitors. George Lucas said, you have the Jedi and you have the Sith. Right now we are in the revenge of the Sith. Palpatine, execute order 66, right? And that's when Anakin turned to the dark side because he was so enraged and fearful and hateful and angry. It consumed him, right? So he killed the younglings. They sent out an order to destroy all of around the galaxy, all the patriots and all the Jedi, right? What I'm seeing right now is the revenge of the Sith. But what I'm seeing very soon is the return of the Jedi. That no matter if you're Q, this, that, I don't care who you are, Democrat, liberal, black, white, I don't care if you're an Oompa Loompa in the chocolate factory, goddammit. You've got to band together. There has to be a William Wallace. Yeah, there has to be a King Leonidas. President Trump needs to come out and do something if that's the case. Because with this unconstitutional, mandated medical communist tyranny to force against their will American citizens or world citizens, you are violating not only the constitutional law of the United States, the Geneva Convention, but every 10 codes of the Nuremberg codes.
Yep.
And for this to happen and to tell people, well, you're going to be fired from your job, you're going to be you're demonized as an unvaccinated person. People are saying this. This is the narrative that's going on. This is the same narrative that started in communist China with Mao Zedong, in Rwanda when they wiped out 80,000 Tutsis and macheted them to death, or in Stalinist Russia, or in Nazi Germany with calling the Jews vermin, running around with the big posters, with the big noses. This is going on. And if we let this happen, and we don't call up the militias, if we don't call up the patriots, and the most important, and this is where the Americans need to step up already, the Second Amendment. The world is waiting for the American people to take a stand against this terror.
Yeah.
Overthrow this terror. Now, I'm not talking about violence. I'm a spiritual man, but I'm also a peaceful warrior. This is not violence we're talking about. This is not cultural Marxist radical revolution. No. This is a call about defending the homeland, protecting the human being, and safeguarding the weak, the meek and the helpless and the innocent, which is our children. April, they are going after our children.
Yes. Yeah,
do you think though?
We have to stand up.
We get a lot here. Like we watch, and you heard about, I'm sure, or saw it. You know, when everybody, like the Washington March, right? You know, everybody went to Washington. You know, whenever that was. Do you think we're missing the ball by not really focusing in on our local areas first, man? Because it seems like everybody just goes from zero passes go and just shoots right there, and it's like all this,
and then all that backfires.
All backfires. It's like, you know, I want to ask you, because, you know, just, do you think it needs to start with, get your councilman who's going to push the congressman, who's going to push the governor.
We're over that as well. I'll tell you right now, it's okay. What I'm about to tell you, it's different to what these evil, tyrannical communists or Nazis or fascists would do. What the patriots would do, will have a list of names of those who are complicit in this crime against humanity. Right now, we have the names of the Western politicians. We all have them. The Western politicians, the Western slave masters to this diabolical plot. These are crimes against humanity, whether the organ harvesting, which I'm talking to you today again about with the Falun Gong and the Uyghur Muslims, or the bioweapons that have been released. Okay, the DNA directed bioweapons, the targeting of innocent people. The grievances, I mean, the loss of life that has happened. This is a patented genocide, as Dr. David Martin has said. Gert von Bosch, Michael Yeadon, the VPs of Pfizer, the whistleblowers from the CDC and the CME and they've all come out, and they're all coming out. There are going to be Nuremberg trials 2.0 for what is about to happen.
We are going to really get to that point.
We
have to, don't we?
Right. We have, so I'm just asking you, do you really think?
Yes. Yes. So absolutely. So the militias and the patriots need to start removing and bringing to justice.
Exactly.
Based on the Constitution.
Yep.
We're no longer going to use DeSantis and Abbott are the only Christy.
We live in Florida.
Okay.
We got the good one.
One of the two good ones, yeah.
He's still saying vaccines, but he's not mandating, which is great, because these are not vaccines. He must come to the point when I really trust DeSantis, and I trust him by maybe 90%, but not fully 100%, because he still hasn't said, I'm done with these kill shots. They're killing too many people. We have seen the reports.
Yes,
don't take them.
True.
This is what we need to see. But is in terms of all the traitors, because we know who they are. They know who they are. There's a massive Jedi resistance, a massive patriot resistance. Whether you have Q, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm just about patriots versus traitors. That's where that was the two groups I'm talking about. Good versus evil, Jedi versus Sith. That is it.
Hey, brother, we are getting down to the closing. I tell you, it's man, there's so much to talk about with you. And I really hope you do come back so we can talk more about this. But I want to get a view of your websites, if you could, because I really want people to check out the experience, if you don't mind, what's going on there and how they
do a part two.
How they can get back to you. But let's see what you got going on there. Everybody, check this out.
With pleasure. Fallen Info, everybody, if you want to learn more about what Falun Gong is, this beautiful spiritual movement, and would like to learn about it, it's really great for your stress relief and anxiety. It really helps me out a lot, sleeping and keeping my mind focused. Beautiful practice. Why 100 million people have been targeted, and the forced organ harvesting in China. And you can, you know, just all the documentaries are there, and your voice can end the persecution. You can act now and maybe sign a petition. So that's Falun Info, FallenInfo.net. For the skeptics out there, for all the reports, this is endtransplantabuse.org. And this is the actual website that has all the investigative reports from the investigators, which I shared with you, as well as the China Tribunal. Now, the China Tribunal, just like the Uyghur Tribunal, is an independent tribunal into forced organ harvesting. The reports are all here, well documented, and you can go ahead and read about it at endtransplantabuse.org. I would also suggest going all the way to the end and checking out the videos. The video here, if you can see it, it's called The Coalition Roundtable. Brilliant, brilliant four-series documentary or chat with all the investigators, and it's all here free of charge. Now, the last one I want to share with you is this one right here, stoporganharvesting.org. If you go to stoporganharvesting.org, you can watch a brilliant little documentary from intransplantabuse.org and what Falun Gong is, all the recent reports, as well as how to take action and all the evidence. And you were talking about where these organs coming from, the short waiting times, the prices, surging business, et cetera, et cetera. So this will get you on a good way and a good steadfasting platform, as well as the Epoch Times. One more thing I wanted to share. The Epoch Times is really good. It's an editorial series for those who are avid readers. It's called the Epoch Times and how the spectre of communism is ruling our world.
And we're gonna
and
have
there you go, folks.
We're gonna have everything in the description below, everybody. So check it out. Hey man, so how can people directly? Because I know there's people are gonna ask, man. How can they directly support you and what you got going on? I mean, is there like a direct way for them to connect and be like, hey man, let me help you keep continuing the good fight here?
You can go to my Twitter. What's left of it is TruthSeeker077. TruthSeeker077. Let's just make sure I've got that. It's right. Let me just see. Yes, I believe it is TruthSeeker007. Forgive me. I haven't logged in. TruthSeeker007. You can contact me there. No problem. Otherwise, the most important is awareness and discernment. I didn't want to come off as some conspiracy nut job or conspiracy theorist. But this is the truth, everybody. I'm not here to blow smoke up anyone's arse. I'm not here to peddle any conspiracy garbage, conjecture, or hyperbole. This is the truth. We got a little bit of context, but of the beaten path, but everything relates to the Chinese Communist Party and what they're doing to the innocent Falun Gong practitioners and how they are treating you and your lifestyle now under this horrible, tyrannical communist specter lockdown that you are actually witnessing right now.
Mm-hmm. You're an amazing well dude, man. Said. It's really great to meet you. It really is. It's really a privilege. Yeah. Again, I'd love to have you just have more conversations with you. Hey, everybody. Thank you for having us in your home as you always do. We hope you enjoyed meeting Mitchell as much as we did. And, you know, this is wow. Just be aware, everybody. Awareness is the biggest thing. The links will be in the description below. We will see you all next time. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And together, we are turning the universal key to global harmony. And we are creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together, we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless Patriots Worldwide.